KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open at 884-9910, and they're backing up a little bit. So, Jane, we're going to get to you in just a few minutes. We're going to go to Brian first at 884-9910, see what Brian wants to talk about. Morning, Brian.
Hey, Monica, it's Ryan here.
Oh, Ryan.
Yeah, hey, listen, those Fulip ponds, are they put in the area by Silver Lake or past that Petco plant?
You know, Ryan, I cannot answer that question. I don't know exactly where they want to put the containers for the effluent, but I will find out. Hopefully Michael will call and he'll, you know, give us the exact spot.
Because once you go past the Petco plant, that's county land. Because the Petco is in, I know that area because I used to live in that area. My dad has a house in the Silver Knolls area. It basically, once you go past the Petco plant there, that turns into county territory. So I think we're
going to... Are you talking about out off of I-80? We're not talking about that. We're talking about North Valleys.
Yeah, the Red Rock. Yeah, that's that Red Rock I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
That's first Red Rock. There's two Red
Rocks. I thought the plant was down towards Fernley as you're heading out that way.
No, there's a Petco plant on Red Rock Road past the Jackson gas station, about a half. 2/10 of a mile, a little bit past the Jackson gas station.
Okay, so that big white building off to the right of the freeway. I didn't know that was the Petco out there.
Where does where Silver Lake's at? That's the same area where that's Petco plant.
Yeah, well, we're going to have to definitely find that out. But I will. I've got somebody backed up on the phone lines, Ryan. But I'll definitely look into that. So thanks for the call. Let's go to Jane and Sparks. Jane, what would you like to talk about today?
Monica, I am a new listener to your show. I did not know you from your prior history. And I thank Jerry Evans for providing a format for those of us in Northern Nevada to speak our voice. Are you someone who can take criticism?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, great. And I'll be nice. You're not doing your homework. The problem that is not being brought to the attention of Northern Nevadans is the Reno City Manager, her name is Newby, she is married to an attorney for McDonald Carano, Craig Newby, and that is a conflict of interest because Carrie Doyle also worked for McDonald Carano. That's a conflict of interest. As your listeners know, Carrie Doyle is the attorney with the Doyle Law Firm that is representing Lemon Valley. That's a conflict of interest. Another conflict of interest is Bruce Breslow. Bruce Breslow was over the Department of Insurance when they had to pay out millions of dollars. The AIG, who insures the state of Nevada, had to pay out millions of dollars because of lawsuits going on in the state of Nevada. And Bruce Breslow had a duty to let all of the state of Nevada residents know what was going on with AIG. When you have these conflicts of interest, you bring them to the attention of the litigants, and the litigants have the opportunity under NRS 1, the very first statute that was formed by our founding fathers of this state, says that if a judge is biased, prejudiced, or has acted with improprieties, he or she is disqualified. None of this is being brought to the light of Lemon Valley residents, and if it has been, it needs to be addressed in a court of law. It's not being addressed. Bruce Breslow has a conflict of interest. He needs to go, or it needs to be brought to the Lemon Valley residents. I think the Lemon Valley residents are not being told the truth, and when these conflicts arise, remember who the Reno City manager is. She came from Clark County as a county manager, as a county administrator. Remember when she was there that she signed a contract with Clark County to have a database that is in the courts be concealed. And that database contains politicians, contains government employees, contains the names of developers in the state of Nevada who have committed domestic violence, and conceal that database so that their names don't get out to the public. These are the kinds of conflicts you need to be bringing up to give the Lemon Valley residents a say in how they want to proceed in this matter.
Okay, Jane, let me pause you there for just one second, because I have. Okay, we've talked about Newbie being married to the lawyer for the Caranos, and Jessica Sferraza being the best friend of the mayor. And I try to put out there as much as I can that it's all corrupt. And if people aren't paying attention, I can't go out and do the lawsuits. It has to be the community members. That's why, you know, Tammy Hill, Holtstill, that's why she has to go out and do her own geological surveys and hydraulic surveys or hydrology surveys, because all of these people are all tied in. You know, that's why I'm trying to get the Eddie Lortons. I'm trying to get the Paul Whites. We finally had a win with the city council the other day when they actually gave a bid to somebody who wasn't a developer that was going for the billionaires or the Caranos or Jessica Sferraza lost. And I was going to get to an email here from Clifford in just a moment. But, yeah, that's why our superintendent for the Washoe County School District is from Las Vegas as well. So, you know, I can only hit so many things at so many times. So, unfortunately, you've missed the times that I've talked about Newbie and the Caranos and things like that. But unless I have you calling in and voicing those facts as well, people think that I'm just beaten up on those. So trust me, I'm doing my homework and I'm trying to get the information out there, but I'm only one person.
But please understand, the reason that this has to be introduced in a court of law, I understand that you can only do so much. And yes, I did not know that you had brought what you stated up on your radio show. I don't have the luxury of listening to it all the time. But the point
is, I know.
This has to be brought up in a court of law by Attorney Carrie Doyle, and she's not going to do it. So the Lemon Valley residents have hired an attorney who has a conflict of interest. I can't tell Lemon Valley residents what to do, but they have to understand that as long as they're going to go forward with Carrie Doyle, that no matter what the outcome is, that they never told their attorney to bring up the conflicts with Bruce Breslow. That's on them. I'm not putting that on you.
Yeah.
That's on them. But hopefully the understanding of the Lemon Valley residents is that they need to be a bit more due diligent in attorneys that they select. Roger Doyle, her husband, who's also part of the law firm, he's really big for vets and said that he founded veterans courts in the state of Nevada. That is not true. Veterans courts is a mandate that was mandated by the federal government a long time ago. And see, it's this, you know, this wanting to get notoriety, this narcissism by Carrie Doyle and Roger Doyle. Wanting Gene Leverty sued. You know, he's the State Bar of Nevada Board of Governor's chair. They all want notoriety in this matter, but they aren't doing what's required of them as attorneys, and I appreciate you letting me speak.
I am so glad you did, Jane. I really appreciate the phone call. And, you know, you have to wonder, you have to take it upon yourself and think, how did Breslow go from a collectibles, you know, sports guy, and then he became mayor, and then all of a sudden he's chairing and in charge of all of these different agencies, the nuclear agency, because of friends. You know, he's a buddy. He was a buddy of Sandoval. So we're going to be putting, we're going to keep just putting him into these positions, you know, and it's just so frustrating because people don't pay attention. And if they are paying attention, they don't do anything about it. So, Jane, thank you for the phone call. And I will definitely get with the team out in Lemon Valley and bring up your concerns with them about their legal representation, because we see it on a federal level, we see it on a state level, we see it on a local level, that when it comes to conflicts of interest, the lawyers don't care and the people don't care enough to find out. We just had the whole situation with Aaron Ford, you know, putting on the whole lawsuit to go against the federal government and against Donald Trump for declaring a national emergency. Where does that lawsuit go to? Who's representing it? His law firm. Okay, it's the conflicts of interest run deep. The nepotism runs deep. The favoritism runs deep. That's why I keep stressing, you've got to pay attention and you have got to stand up and say something. Is that why the city council, the Reno City Council, actually sold a piece of property to the highest bidder that is now going to do affordable housing rather than letting another development being represented by Jessica Ferraza? Best friend of Hillary Sheevy, daughter of Sferraza, remember him as mayor? It all ties back. I know we have a lot of people coming in and out of the area. It's a very transient area, and I'm not talking about the homeless. I'm talking about transient that, you know, Reno is like a stepping stone. But if you don't know the history, we are bound to repeat the problems or just look right over, just glaze right over the issues that we are suffering. You know, we're supposed to have open fire stations out there from previous agreements. And we don't. Jane, you got me all riled up. We got to do something. Thank goodness for Jenny Brekus. I know, I'm appraising a Democrat because she actually stands up to these guys. So-called Republican Neoma Jordan or Jardin doesn't. Come on, people. Start saying stuff. If anything, start telling your friends. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM talk to make this a better Nevada. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk.